This is an auditing demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 2nd of May, 1962. The title of this demonstration is TV Demo, Prep Checking, Part 2. This tape is 65 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Pick up the cans. Okay, honey. We've been getting the TA action here. 2 to 1.6.
Wow.
Oh, no, this is not to the action to amount to anything, but it's worthwhile.
Well, the one I didn't realize was going to be low, too.
Hmm?
I didn't realize it was going to be low, too, as far as going wild with that.
Oh, yeah, that's been wandering up and down there very nicely. We're in a zone of where you haven't taken too much responsibility.
That's the one that occurred to me.
All right. And, All right, honey. Is it all right with you if I begin this session now?
Yes.
All right. Here it is. Start of session. Has the session started? Good. All right. How are you doing?
Well, I'm fine now that I'm back in the chair. I was a bit dispersed. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Now, very good. Have I missed a withhold on you?
No.
Well, there's a little latent tick here. There might be something on it. There it is.
Well, yeah, just, I was pretty far out of present time when
All
you
right.
ended this session.
All right. Okay. All right. Did I fail to find out about that?
Yeah.
All right. When was that?
Well, when I went clattering down the hall by myself.
All right. Very good. Okay. Now, have I missed a withhold on you?
No.
All right. Anything else there? Any other thing I might have missed a withhold on?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Now, let me check this. Have I missed a withhold on you? All right. That's going independently.
What's that mean?
Now, you listen to me.
All right.
Now, you listen to me now.
Okay.
To me. All right. Have I missed a withhold on you?
No.
That's right. You're absolutely right. All right, now we were going great guns here on something that happened in a cornfield. All right. Now, is it all right with you if I get on with this?
Sure.
All right, now apparently you've been packing an awful lot of they should have found out about me's here on this subject.
Mostly mother, yeah.
Well, has this been basically, yes, it's mother, all right, because I got a double tick here I'm following down. I'm getting wider. The closer we get into the base on this, why, the more we're getting close to this little double tick, okay? And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for something. Apparently, every time you say something about your mother or his mother or something, we get this double tick.
Yeah.
See, I can turn this on here. All right. What should your mother have found out about you? And there it is. See, I say something on that order. Now, you want to answer that question?
Well, sure, she should have found out that I wasn't as pure and perfect as she thought I was.
As who was?
As she thought I was.
Oh, all right. All
or
right.
That she insisted that I should be.
All right. Now, we're following down the track here about sleeping with a man to trap him. And we're mining gold all the way. But I think there is an incident before 1926.
I think there is, too, but I haven't a clue.
And where is it? You said 2 years earlier, and you didn't know whether it was or wasn't. Well, what happened 2 years before this time? Where were you living? That's it.
Park City.
Montana. Park City what?
Montana,
Park City. All right. And is there some sort of an incident there where you got all mixed up with somebody or something?
Mm-mm.
Is there any incident in Park City? I don't know here. I'm getting a little bit of a rough line.
Well, there could be, but
is there some incident in Park City? No, it isn't Park City.
Is there some? Glenall, North Dakota, then.
Is that earlier?
Well, that would be when I was four, we moved. Glen Olin to Park City.
Well, what, haven't you any memory back of that at all, huh?
Just splotchy pictures.
Just got some pictures? What pictures?
Well, I've got a picture of a stone house that I assume is my birthplace.
All right.
Then later in Park City, I've got a couple, three pictures.
Mm-hmm. All right, is there any other incident here with your brothers? I get a little slow down there.
Well, there is the one incident with my brother Bob, but this is not on sex line stuff.
What about that, just roughly?
Well, I was supposed to care for him.
And you didn't?
Well, there's some mystery on this one. I don't understand my reactions.
You know? What is your reaction?
Well, a little girl tried to take him away from me, and I got panicky.
Mm-hmm.
It's way out of proportion to the situation.
Well, what happened?
I hit her in the stomach with a rock.
And what happened to that?
It hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my brother back. But mm-hmm.
How old were you then?
Four.
What for? Is that the incident here on the
1924.
That's the 1924 incident.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Tick, tick.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, this had to do with a man?
To my brother. Was
a, all right.
He was younger.
What was he, a boy?
Mm-hmm, two.
All right, had to do with a boy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and what about this boy?
Well, I was supposed to take care of him.
Right.
Mother said I should look out for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I had agreed to care for him.
Mm-hmm.
But this little girl was just teasing, said she was going to take him away from me. And I got panicky.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost a reflex action. I picked up the rock and threw it at her to stop her
mm-hmm.
from taking him away. I don't know where the hell she would have taken him. She was only 4 or 2,
yeah.
You see.
And where did the rock cut her?
In the stomach.
Uh-huh. She bleed much?
It didn't cut her. It just went pow in her stomach.
I see. It just went pow in her stomach. Did she bleed much?
She didn't bleed at all.
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure?
Well, no, of course I'm not sure. But I don't think so.
Come on, how seriously was this little girl injured?
Well, she cried, and I just imagined, because it hit her in the stomach, that it was awful painful. It is when I get hit in the stomach.
Huh? What else did you do to her?
That's all, I think.
All right. Did you hit her in the stomach?
Mm.
With a rock?
Mm.
That's it, with a rock.
Mm.
All right, who'd you else you hit with a rock?
Oh, well, heavens,
that. Oh, well, now we're on something else.
But not earlier. I mean, I used to throw rocks at my brothers. I don't think I ever hit them, though. I was a lousy shot.
All right, but which one of them did you blood?
How did blood get into the act?
I don't know how blood got into this.
Oh. Well, there's my brother Bob. There's the incident when I hit him into a rock. I mean, into his concrete. It wasn't that I threw a rock at him, but I hit his head into a rock.
You did. And that bled.
Yeah, that bled.
That bled.
That bled,
all
yes.
All right, fine. How old was he?
He was older then. He's I should say 4 and I was 6. That's roughly.
All right, and what'd you do?
I made an airplane out of him. I was swinging him around.
Yeah.
Me. Mm. I was going around and had him by the feet, you see, and I was swinging him around, and I hit his head into the concrete.
Because you were dispersed.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah.
And what happened there?
Well, I injured him very seriously.
How seriously?
Well, he's still got a knot on his head, which he assures me every time I see him that I did it, and I did.
All right. What did this do to him mentally at the time?
Well, I think he was almost out cold.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say cold cocked him.
Well, did it?
I stunned him. It did, yes.
Mm-hmm. What did you think you had done at that time?
Well, I thought I had injured him beyond repair, really.
Yeah.
Like his head was pretty wide open.
And when was that?
1926, I would say roughly. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
All right. When was it? Have you been told about this or do you remember?
Oh, no, I remember it.
You remember doing this?
Yeah. I was having a ball.
All right. And?
And I slipped, actually. I mean, I got his head too low and it cracked up against the concrete.
Uh-huh.
and he was stunned. I don't remember whether Mother patched him up or not.
All right, well, what might have appeared there?
Well, the wound.
Mm-hmm, very good. And who didn't find out about it?
I don't think Dad did.
Mm-hmm. Who'd you withhold that from?
Well, from Dad.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else fail to find out about it?
The doctor. I don't think he was taken to the doctor.
Took him to the doctor?
They didn't take him.
They didn't. The mm-hmm. doctor didn't find out mm-hmm. about it. Well, who else didn't find out about it?
I'm not so sure Mother did. I think it was my sister patched him up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember, but I don't think...
Is there a big secrecy involved in this?
Well, just occlusions more than secrecy.
No, you weren't carrying any banner signs around there.
Oh, of course not.
Busted my little brother's
no,
head
no,
open.
No, no, no.
All right, who did you keep this from?
Oh, well, I kept that from the kids in school and teachers and...
Mm-hmm. And your father and your mother?
Mother. Anybody that would have made me guilty.
All right.
Like the Thomas people.
Very good. Do you actually remember now suppressing that?
Yeah, sure, you wouldn't, that's how I'm supposed to, actually. I mean, you wouldn't go around saying you bashed your brother's head in.
Yeah, but did your mama know about it?
I don't think so.
So how did she escape knowing about it?
Oh, well, my sister was very effective in patching up wounds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She helped you suppress this?
Yeah, well, actually, my brother did, too.
He helped you, too?
Well, we protected each other from our parents.
All right. Very good. And did you get your brother to agree not to tell?
No, it was a tacit agreement.
I see. You didn't tell him not to tell?
No.
You just knew he wouldn't?
Yeah, I just knew he wouldn't.
And your father didn't find out?
No. I know my father didn't.
Your mother didn't find out?
I'm not sure. Like mm-hmm. my mother. Whether it was mother that passed. See, mother would have protected
well,
us.
Well, did your sister even know?
Well... I don't know. I don't know. It was either Mother or my sister Agatha that patched him up. And if it was Mother, my sister didn't know.
Hmm?
If it was Mother that patched him up, then my sister didn't know.
Which is it that didn't know?
I don't know. Must have been my sister, because I think my mother would have beat me up, and I don't remember getting beaten up by my mother. I'm just assuming now, though.
You got this figured out, that
way. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's a head injury. Here's a head injury that remained a secret to your family.
Hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's not unusual.
All right, it's not unusual, but I'm just pointing out that here is an mm-hmm. incident of that character. What else did you do to bloody your brothers up?
Well, I've got the later incident with my brother Jake when we got into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't bloody him up, though. Oh, yes, I did. I scratched him.
Well, you guess you did. Now, come
yes,
on.
I did.
You
yes, I did.
All right, when was it?
Oh, that was way later. I was about 15.
All right, honey. And what did that consist of?
You mean you want all of it?
Well.
Well, I was supposed to fix his lunch, and I didn't. So he... tried to get me to fix lunch, and I fought back.
Yeah, and what did you do?
Well, I just, see, I was littler than he was, and I just fought like I wasn't.
All right, okay.
And he got so mad that he forgot I was littler, and we had a fight like we were evenly matched.
Yeah. What'd you do to him?
Oh, just, it was pretty dispersed, but I kicked and clawed and bit.
Mm-hmm.
In any part of the body that I could get a hold of.
All right, good. And what did you do?
Well, mostly scratched him and bit him.
All right.
I kicked him.
Did you bloody him up?
I don't have a picture, but I assume if I scratched, I would have bloodied him up, sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, what do you know you've done there?
Just that I fought tooth and toenail.
All right.
With all the strength I could conjure up at 15.
That's
with
good.
This body.
All right.
That I know.
All right. And who did you both keep that from?
Mother.
All right. Anybody else?
Dad.
All right. Okay. So, seems like you didn't seem to enjoy the confidence of your parents anywhere along the line.
I didn't.
You didn't, huh?
Oh, no.
What'd you do? Has this lifetime been a career of keeping things away from your mother?
Mostly Dad.
Mostly Dad?
Yeah.
Mother? Keeping things from Mother?
Well, yeah, there would be some type of things I'd keep from Mother, and there'd be other types.
Sex?
Yeah.
Sex
yeah,
you keep from Mother?
I'd keep from Mother.
That's good.
And anything that would provoke my dad's temper, I would keep from Dad. And fighting would provoke his temper, you see.
Mm-hmm. All right. He'd get mad, in other words.
Oh, he'd get, yeah.
He'd get furious.
Yeah.
All right. So, keeping things from Dad, that's bing-bing. Now, what type of thing would you keep from Dad?
Well, I'd keep breakage,
yeah,
getting into trouble with the school authorities.
All right.
Beating up the guy who tried to beat us up for stealing his watermelons.
Right.
These things.
Go on.
Just if I would get into trouble,
all
I would keep it from Dad.
Any trouble would be kept from Dad.
Yeah.
So he's the symbol of no communication if in trouble.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, he's more than that. He wouldn't let us talk to him, actually, either.
He said no, huh?
He just said, don't talk. You just talk when you're spoken to.
Oh, I see. All right.
And we had that one, and then the other one, we don't talk if we got into trouble, because why invite more trouble?
All right. How did you trap your father?
Oh, gee. I did that with ARC.
All right. How did you do that?
Just,
Go on.
Well, I just wouldn't let him keep this game going. I moved in, got close to him.
Mm-hmm.
Got him off of this German, I am the father and you are the child, so therefore you must never speak to me unless you're spoken to.
Mm-hmm.
I just would speak to him. I would demonstrate affection.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
All right. What didn't he find out about this?
Well, mostly what he didn't find out was that he didn't have a prayer with our family after he got off of that one that he used to control us.
All right, and what didn't he have a prayer with now exactly?
Well, he didn't have a prayer with me or the rest of the family.
Good. Now, how did you trap him specifically and exactly?
Well, I don't remember exactly when it was, but I know there was the first time when I kissed him.
I see.
You know?
All right. Very, very good. When was that? That's it.
Well, that was, I should say 1938. But actually what had happened is I stumbled onto this earlier incident of violence.
Of what?
Of violence with him.
Yeah.
Which was not an answer to your question.
I didn't get what this earlier incident was.
I've got an incident when I was 16 when I stopped him from beating Mother.
Oh, I see.
And I got into a violent incident rather than an incident of affection.
Oh, all right. That's perfectly all right. Mm. Nobody's worrying about this.
Yeah.
Now, you trapped him with a kiss. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's affection there that I
An affection. Mm. Did you feel the affection?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Something wrong with affection here, honey. What is this all about?
Well, you don't demonstrate affection to a German father.
I know, but what about affection in general?
Well, actually, it's a trap.
Affection is a trap.
Yeah.
That's the way it equates.
Mm.
That's the way it equates.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. All right, who doesn't know about this?
Charlie doesn't know this.
All right, how about Jimmy?
Well, yeah, Jimmy doesn't know about this. Actually, this is what goes on with me with the students here, too.
All right.
I want to get close to them, but I already know it's a trap.
Yeah, go on.
Be affectionate. Go on what? Who else doesn't know?
Tell me, go on. Who doesn't know about this?
Oh.
Let's get the roster out here.
Well, my dad didn't know it. My brothers.
That a girl.
I've got it. It's a trap if you have affection for a man.
I see. Okay. All right. And who doesn't find out about this?
Well, none of the men I've ever known.
This is the lot?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Very good. That's all I was trying to check into. How about the little kids that you were around?
Well, it's all right to feel affection for kids.
Well, come on. How early did this start?
Well, it started real early with me, with my father. But, like, it was all right for
there
me to
There we
feel...
are. There we are. The tick, tick. Started very early with you and your father.
My father.
Did you... What? How old were you? Four? Two? Three? What? Four? Two? One? One?
Probably.
But did you know at that time that it was a...
No.
Action? Well, when did you overtly use this to betray him?
Well, that time when I was 18.
All right. And, what happened there exactly? We got onto that a moment ago and got off of it.
Well, just I intended to get him off of this other bunny he had on. You know, where he was totally individuated, so I demonstrated the affection for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then... like he was trapped and I was trapped, both on this one.
Mm-hmm. Is that so?
Yeah.
All right. And what didn't appear there?
This one, flip, I have trouble with it because I don't ever know whether it's what's supposed to, you know, like the thing that didn't appear there was just actually a warning of things to come.
All right, very good. What things to come?
Well, like he was vulnerable then. Mother used this one on him particularly.
Mm-hmm.
She would withdraw affection from him.
All right. Very good. And who didn't find out about it?
Well, actually, I didn't find out about it at that point. I didn't realize that's what I was doing.
All right. When did you decide this is what you were doing?
Well, I didn't really connect it up until now.
Oh, all right. Very good.
That this is part of the thing that goes on with me.
All right.
That used to bug me.
All right. This seems real to you.
Mm.
I haven't forced any cognition.
No, of course not. See, I've got a late incident. It happened here on course. This is the last incident.
Yeah. There's a whole series of these incidents. And they consist of trapped with affection.
Mm.
Trapped with affection.
Mm.
All right. Very good. Okay. Now, how far back does this go?
Well, it doesn't go just to trap with affection, doesn't go. I just wouldn't do it. I never would do that, I don't think. I don't remember any earlier incidents. I mean, I would try not to.
Trying not to trap with affection? Then what does that do? What's the result of that?
You're lonely.
Oh, I see. So if you use affection, you trap.
Yeah.
And if you don't use affection, you don't trap.
Mm.
I see. All right, honey. All right. And it's very interesting. When is the first time you really trapped a man that way? Or a boy?
Oh, wait a minute. I do have some incidences on this. Actually, I've had an incident with a priest.
Hmm?
Oh, the priest.
Oh, yeah.
His life. Yeah, Father was something. That's what happened there.
All right, what life was that?
This life?
Yeah. You were a...
I was a Catholic this
time. Oh, yeah, all right.
And I was, 15, 16, when Father O'Sullivan was our parish priest.
All right, good. And what happened?
Well, it was just, I got real close to him.
Good.
Got to liking him.
Good.
And it was a real close, affectionate situation. Nothing sexual.
I know, but...
There was a lot of affection there for me, for him, and him for me.
Okay. Exactly what occurred? Something must have occurred.
Well, yeah, I was actually... This is interesting in view of the fact I said I'm stupid. I was with the outstanding student in the catechism class.
Ah, very good.
And, by being outstanding and smart in catechism, I attracted his attention.
All right.
And I just got a real pull for the affection for him.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Well, this one was pretty disastrous because you don't really get that close to a priest.
Yeah, all right.
Violates the... All that's holy in the Catholic Church, you see.
Right.
But that's all that happened. There wasn't any,
Well, now, what was disastrous about it? That's it.
Well, for one thing, I don't think he's any longer a priest.
Oh, really? What did you do?
Well, I don't think I did. I think I just contributed to this one.
Yeah, but what happened?
I got closer to a priest than a girl is supposed to get to a priest.
And then what happened?
Then he left town.
Why did he leave town?
I don't know, but I do know that he was moved to an Indian mission, which is a reduction in status for a priest.
All right. Well, what occurred? What happened there? You're leaving me with a blank. All right. You're very bright in class, and you get next to this priest, and then he leaves town.
Well, there wasn't anything else did happen.
Well, what did you do? It wasn't over.
Just got that close to him.
And that what?
Just to form that much of a personal relationship with him.
Yeah.
To get on that, just on the same basis with him rather than as a priest, girl in the parish.
Good, bing, bing. Now what? There's something there, see?
Yeah.
There's something there. There's something more there than just that.
Yes.
What is it?
Well, there is an incident there where...
Yeah, that's what we want. What is it?
I went into a game with him that you shouldn't play with a priest. Like, I got mad at him and told him I was never going to speak to him again. And then he got me to speak to him again. While I was walking down the street one day and I saw him, and I just had my head, I wasn't going to speak to him.
Mm-hmm.
And as he passed me, he put his face into my face and said, hello.
Mm-hmm.
And we got back into communication again.
Mm-hmm.
But really, that's about all.
But nothing else happened.
No.
Was there anything happened there? Was there anything happened with
mm-hmm.
that priest?
That's
this kind of charged.
Well, that's enough.
What's enough?
Well, to get that close to a priest, you're not supposed to get close to a priest. Yeah.
What'd you do to the man?
Well, I don't know.
Did you just ruin him in some way? What's the overt here? Showing affection?
Well, it's knocking him off his priestliness. I mean, he was a man instead of a priest.
All right. But what happened here exactly? Did you set out to plan to do this?
No.
Did you know this was bad?
Yeah.
You did know this was
mm-hmm.
bad. Well, you went ahead and did it,
mm-hmm.
though. Oh, you knew it was bad,
mm-hmm.
you went ahead and
well,
did
sure.
it. All right, who didn't find out about it?
Oh, well, hell, my mother didn't find out about that or any of the church people.
All right, very good.
Besides that, if they'd have found out about it, they'd have said I was trying to sleep with him, which
mm-hmm.
I wasn't.
All
I
right.
I think.
All right. Okay, and what appeared there then?
Well, a man instead of a priest.
Oh, all right. And who didn't find out about that?
Well, he didn't.
All right, very good. Now, when was this exactly?
In 36. I was 16, I think.
Over what period of time was it? How many weeks, months, days?
It was that summer when I was being prepared for confirmation.
Go on.
It's in the summertime. It's in summer school. I was being prepared for confirmation, so it was over a period of weeks.
Over a period of weeks?
Yeah.
Very good. And what didn't appear there?
I'm hung up on a occurrence there, too.
What is the occurrence?
Well, he flipped me one time when he was testing us finally for our whether we were fit to be confirmed. And he tested all the other students on the catechism.
Mm-hmm.
But he asked me questions out of the Bible. That was a betrayal. Because I didn't know anything about that.
Oh, I see. All right. Good enough. And who didn't find out about it? Who didn't get any answers?
He didn't. I hit a blank.
All right. You hit a blank.
Huh.
That's quite interesting. Before that, you were bright. Is that what you were
yeah.
saying? And after that, you were stupid.
Yeah.
All right. How do you account for this?
Well, I was going to cognate on this. I was wondering if this had any connection with...
Was that correct?
Well, yeah, I did just after that.
Am I rushing your cognition?
Yeah, you are.
All right.
Yeah, because it was just that feel there of stupidity.
You ever spot this before?
No, not really.
All right.
But there's something else there.
Yeah, what is there?
Well, a feel there that I betrayed him.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, how?
I was supposed to be smart. I was supposed to know about the Bible.
Oh, I see. You were supposed to know about the Bible.
Mm.
All right. And what happened?
I didn't.
Uh-huh.
I didn't
and who didn't find out about it?
Well, he didn't find out it soon enough to not ask me the question.
Well, when did this examination take place? In front of witnesses?
Oh, yeah, in front of the other students.
Oh, I see. All right. And that was a source of what to you?
Well, a source of failure on him.
What were you trying to cover up in front of these students, Dorothy? Area must be loaded with missed withholds.
Well, did try to cover up that I was his favorite.
Yeah. All right. What else didn't they find out there?
Well, you know, what I have a feel of here is that they failed to find out was that I didn't consider myself smart because I knew catechism. Catechism's a cinch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no knucklehead can learn about catechism.
All right. They didn't find out about
that.
All right. Very good. Now, did you do anything to this priest?
Well, I sure let him down that day.
All right. Very good. Just make him feel foolish?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did he look confused?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what'd you do there?
I was noticing something else there, too.
What?
Well, he expected, this has happened a lot in my life, he expected me to be smarter than I was. I didn't come through, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I get an incident like that on you.
Yeah,
55.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And your brightness failed to appear, is that
right? Yeah, it sure did, man.
All right. Very good.
That's right. It let me down, boy. It didn't appear.
All right. Very good. And who's been in the dark about this?
You.
All right.
It's failing to appear here, too. You know, my brightness.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. All right. Then what's the missed withhold?
I ain't as bright as people think I am. It's actually the missed withhold.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
Well, what, is that the thing that everybody misses on you?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mother and all.
Everybody misses
this.
One and all.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to this incident in the cornfield.
Okay.
Is that a piece of it?
Is
that part of the same picture?
Yeah,
well, how is it part of the same picture?
Well, my brightness didn't appear there because if it had, if I would have known that Mother, this was not one of Mother's acceptabilities, sex was something she just couldn't confront.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now, is there any earlier incident when somebody should have known this?
No. Not that I remember.
All right. I don't get anything clicking on the meter.
Oh, good.
All right. right. Now, there seems to be the whole chain of incidents here.
Yeah.
Something on this order.
Yeah, there is.
Describe the circumstance to me here. Just what we've been finding out and plumbing into here and so forth.
Well, what I've got straight is that any darn fool can learn anything that they have, you know, that's easy to learn.
Yeah.
But if it's hard, I'm not bright. I can't learn anything hard.
All right. Good. Click, click. There it is.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, Scientology auditing is hard.
All right.
Like, I can sit down and get a preacher to talk to me. All but right. I can't do a heck of a lot with Class 3 stuff.
All right.
You know?
Click, click.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Well, how does this all add up?
Well, it adds up to I am not acceptable to people as soon as they find out I'm not bright. That's how it adds up.
Now, what proved this to you when you were 4 or 6 or something like that?
Well, because Mother told me I was not acceptable to her.
When did she say that?
When I was 4.
Mm-hmm. What did you do? What had you done?
You mean because she said that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had communicated to her about an experience.
Please note, at this point there is a gap in the original recording. We now rejoin the session where the original recording resumes.
Was there another sexual incident when you were that? Bing, bang, what's that?
Well, I've always had a horror that one day I was going to get something unoccluded and find that my father had sexually.
All right.
But I have no recall on it.
All right, very good. We got the same tick-tick on your father here a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? Something happened with your father?
Mm-hmm.
Was there some sexual incident with your father?
No, except that he was capable of it.
Bing, bang. Is there a sexual incident with your father?
Before?
Well, at any time.
No, the only thing that I have on my father is that one time when I was taking a bath, I didn't pull the curtains, and he watched me through the window when I was naked.
All right. When was that?
Oh, I was 18. 17 or 18, like that.
All right. All right. Good.
And then, of course, the other thing I have is I've always been afraid of my father was going to sexually molest me ever since I was a child.
Taught what?
Huh?
Ever since you were what?
A child.
Yeah? You always were afraid of it?
Yeah.
Well, who told you this?
Well, Mother told me.
What did she tell you?
Well, she told me that he wasn't safe to be around. Girls weren't safe to be around him.
Oh, I see. And who didn't find out about her telling you?
Dad.
All right. Who else didn't find out about it? Anybody else?
I doubt it. She used to scream this one to the housetops whenever she was...
And what did she use to scream to the high housetop?
That he was a monster and a beast and all this type of thing.
Is that so?
Hmm.
All right.
My mother never did.
All right. Did anything of this character ever happen?
With Dad, you mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, not that I know of. I've heard of incidences where he did. My mother. Actually, I'm sure it was true, but I didn't know
what
about
was
it
true?
Later. Well, that he had molested my aunt when she was 9.
All right.
But this was way before my time.
Hmm.
And I didn't find out about that till I was 16.
All right. Is any of this an overt against your father?
Well, now it is, because I have a better understanding of what's going on with him. Unless he was it at the time. It seems like it was. Some feel there, but not any.
All right. Well, what's this 4-year-old incident we're looking for?
Hmm.
Tick, tick. What is it? Tick, tick. What is it? There it is.
Yeah, well, this one's been plaguing me ever since 50, and I don't know what it is.
Oh, you've had something plaguing you since 50?
Yeah, this turns up quite often.
What?
Just that there, I get 4 and 6 mixed up.
Is that the only thing about it that plagues you?
No, just I feel like something did happen, but I don't know what it is.
All right. Very good. All right. Now, just think about this for a moment. What happened to you when you were 4? That's it.
Well, what I thought of is I moved from North Dakota to Park City, but That happened to me, but that doesn't seem very...
All right, what did you do? What did you do when you were four? That's it. Tickety-tick.
Well, now I have a stuck picture of the granary when I was sitting in the granary.
Granary?
But I don't know what I did.
What granary?
This, I think, is in Park City, I think.
All right. Well, who hasn't found out about it?
Most auditors.
All right. Who else hasn't found out about it?
Well, Mother did. I don't think Mother found out about it.
All right. Who else hasn't found out about this four-year-old incident?
Well, I haven't found out about it.
All right. Very good. How long haven't you found out about it?
Sheesh. Ever since 1950 when it got dredged up somehow in Ingram money.
1950.
Mm.
Very good. Now, who missed that withhold in 1950?
Mildred.
Hmm?
Mildred, one of my first auditors.
All right. And what did she miss? Tick, tick.
Just missed that I feel there is something there and I don't know what it is.
All right. Did you tell her there was something there?
Well, it was more like she was making, you know, having me go earlier and earlier, and I would, I bumped into it.
And what did you bump into?
Just more of a impression that something happened.
What's the impression? What do you mean, impression?
Well, I get this. Just a picture flashes then on this granary. I was sitting in the granary, and I'm sure I had something that I had stolen, but I don't know what it is. And I'm sure it was something that belonged to the neighbor gal. And I'm sure I was hiding.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I can get on it.
All right. Is that what you bumped into when you were in 1950?
The impression. It didn't really...
Oh, you know more about it now than you did in 50. All right, has this sort of haunted you, this little four-year-old period
here?
All right, well, who's missed it? There's a withhold.
Well, Mildred missed it.
Who else?
Paul.
Good, who else?
Actually, Donna is the one that dredged it up. I got more on it with her than in any other auditor.
Oh, people have been looking for this.
Yeah.
I see, good. And who's missed it?
Juanita.
Good. Who else has missed it?
Just looking at the 55 auditors, Hazel Clark.
All right. Good. Who else has missed it?
Actually, Dick missed it here on course.
All right. Good.
He was poking around that area.
All right. Who else has missed it?
That's about all. The one I'm looking at here is just along all these auditors poking around, trying to uncover this one, and never being able to...
Did you think there was anything there originally?
Not really.
You didn't think there was anything there originally?
Yeah, it's just that there should be something when I should have a time track when I'm 4 years old, shouldn't I?
I see, all right. Why, is it because the time track is missing there?
That's partially it. The other one is that I've got the confusion there. I've always had the six-year-old picture.
Mm-hmm.
And always got it confused. It's 4 at 6. It's 4 at 6.
Mm-hmm. And is this what they usually take off on?
Mm.
And so forth. And you usually bring this up. Is that right?
Mm.
Now, how do you always bring this up?
Because they ask me questions, and I never know what to do with it. I mean, how am I supposed to answer up to something I don't remember?
All right. But how come this turns up in the first place?
Because my attention just goes that way. I go bloomp on this picture, and then I go 4, 6. There must have been something happening at 4.
Mm-hmm.
I go figuring on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, who basically is missing this withhold?
Well, I am, basically.
All right. Yeah. All right. Fine. Is there anything there that's withheld?
Just...
Did anything happen when you were 4?
I don't know. You see, there must have been something happened, but I don't
know.
Well,
good. Well, why do you want auditors to look there?
I don't particularly.
Look at here. We're going over this ground. How come we're sitting there?
Yeah.
That's fascinating, isn't it? Now, is there something on either side of this that you want an auditor to avoid? I'm not asking you a dirty question, but is there something there that you want an avoidance on? Is there something here you're trying to avoid? Is there something here you're trying to get auditors to avoid?
No.
Nope, that's right. This is clean. See, I've got to ask these questions, straighten it out. All right, did anything happen when you were furrowed? I don't find anything on the meter.
Well, it's fine with me.
Well, who insisted there was something at Fuller? I just asked you if there was something at Fuller. I haven't insisted there's anything there. But who amongst your auditors insisted there was something there? There's something right there.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure that they insisted, just like it came up and they would poke.
They'd what?
They'd poke on in that area to see if they could open up the track.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think they insisted on it, however. Like I would do the same thing I did tonight. It's six is four, it's six is four.
Well, what did you do? Cut your throat on the subject of sex when you were about six? By telling on your brother? Is there some regret involved in this?
Well, sure.
Yeah, what's the regret?
Well, actually, the most regret I have on this is mother. Because, I mean, I didn't cut my brother's throat on this one. I mean, mother beat him up, but then that isn't particularly disastrous. You know?
Well, what's disastrous there?
That my mother had her ideas of a way a little girl should behave shook. I didn't intend that.
Do something to your mother?
Well, sure. I indulged in sex play that was totally something she didn't want me to do. Yeah, she's got something like you're ruined if you do. You know? Because I have too. Yeah. And like I didn't ever intend for her to get this one shook up.
Get what?
Get this idea of her shook up.
Well, did she talk to you about the commercial value of all this?
That was later.
Oh, yeah. But at that time, there was something about this.
Yeah, I didn't actually know she was sitting that strongly on.
I see. All right. Now, let's skip what you don't know. Let's take a look at what you know in that period. Now, what do you know in that period?
What period?
Anytime, four or six, somewhere around in that lifetime area, in that life area.
Well, I know that incident.
All right.
I know the incident when I was four, when I hit that little girl. I was four then.
When you were four, you were what?
I hit that little girl. I know about that.
You know about that? Yeah. All right. Is that an overt?
Well, sure.
All right. How long have you known about that?
Well, I've always known that one.
All right. Good. And what other incident do you know in 4-6 period?
Well, wait a minute. I know why auditors would go off on this one. It's because I still have that one there that is the divided thing where I was sitting in the hall. I can't account for that.
What hall?
Yes, the side porch.
Now, what about the side porch? I mean, you got ahead of, what about this picture? You mean, you've got a picture there and auditors keep hitting it.
Yeah, well, it turns, it just automatically comes up when I think about that six incident.
I mean, it's at four, you get a picture of the side porch.
Yeah. And so,
six and four.
And like,
is it this lifetime? Is the picture anything to do with this lifetime?
I can't be sure about that.
So you got a picture. Interesting. How many other pictures you got? Bang.
Okay. Well, I bumped into that one where I saw that man sitting on in the rocking chair. It was a monster.
Hmm?
I saw this monster sitting in the rocking chair. But this actually is an actual... I don't know whether I slapped a picture over it or there was actually a man sitting there, but he was there and I called my sister and she came out and he wasn't. He disappeared out of the chair.
Yeah.
I got that picture.
All right. All right. Okay. All right. Now, what don't we know about this period? What is unknown about this?
Well, everything, my whole chronological events of my life in that period is unknown to me.
All right, very good. And who's been missing all these?
Oh, well, all the auditors missed that.
Well, good. What's the withholds in this area? What are the real withholds in this area?
Well, my life is a withhold, Eric. What did I do? What was I like, you know?
All right. Who's been missing it?
Mostly me.
All right. Very good. Very good. And any other data you'd like to tell me about concerning that right now? All right. We got a little halt. Little click. What's that? What are you going over? Bing. What are you going over there?
Mostly I'm... come into present time and noticing it was getting late. So.
All right. Good. Is that what you're noticing?
Mm.
All right. Very good. Now, what about sleeping with a man to trap him?
Jimmy's the only one I... Well, Jimmy and Charlie.
Hmm?
Yeah, Jimmy and Charlie. No, this isn't true. I had some promiscuity. Hmm? I had some promiscuity period in between Jimmy and Charlie that I wasn't intending to entrap.
All right. Very good. All right. Just let me ask you that question now.
Okay.
All right. Let's find out what the reaction we get on this.
Mm.
All right. What about sleeping with a man to trap him? Seems peculiarly uncharged, though.
Mm. Just feels uncharged.
Will you suddenly feel better about it?
Yeah.
Did you feel worse about it than you do feel?
Well, I did during the break. Felt worse than mm-hmm. I did. I feel all right about it now.
Mm-hmm. Do you think anything has occurred here? Right?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I feel more, well, actually less frantic about the whole thing and notice a lot of connections between my present behavior and past stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's... What's going on with me at this chronic PTP is just the story of my life.
All right, honey.
Yeah.
All right. Nothing too new in this, then.
Mm-hmm.
All right, honey. No. We got a no on this what question.
Okay.
And, so, if it's all right with you, I'd like to end that prep checking and bring us down the line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
It's fine.
All right. Yeah. All right. Okay. Anything you care to say or ask for I end that prep checking?
No.
All right. Here we go. Okay, let's walk into these end rudiments, huh?
Okay.
All right. Have you told me any half-truths? Have you told me any half-truths? Untruths? All right, come up to present time.
Mm, okay.
All right. See if we get this thing a little bit better.
Mm.
Have you told me any half-truths? Thank you. Untruths. All right. Said something only to impress me. Oh, what have you said only to impress me?
Well, I always get the impression when I'm sitting here talking that I'm impressing.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You doing it on purpose?
No.
All right. Have you done it on purpose just for me?
No.
All right. Have you said something only to impress me?
No.
All right. Not anything particularly?
Mm-mm.
All right. Let me clear that again.
Mm.
Have you said something only to impress me? That's all right. Have you tried to damage anyone in this session? tried to damage anyone in this? Boy, you sure stop on damage, don't you?
Yeah.
The damaged kid, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, listen to me. Have you tried to damage anyone in this session?
No.
That's so right. All right. Have you deliberately tried to influence the emir?
No.
All right. That's in this session.
Mm.
All right. In this session, have you deliberately tried to influence the emir?
No.
All right. The subject of emir seems a little rough with you here.
Yeah, it gets a lot of...
What's the matter?
Never can tell what the meter is reading on. Yeah.
Don't auditors tell you?
Well, yeah, they tell me, but they say, well, I have a Mr. Withholding, and I say no, and they say, well, it's clicking. And then it's unreal to me, that because I don't feel like I've failed to tell an auditor something. Then I dig, and it does clean up.
Hmm. What do you answer him for?
What do you mean?
Just what are you answering for?
Well, at least they have a Mr. Withholder on you now.
Gosh, we missed talking to the meter.
Is that what goes on?
Well, sure. And you say, they say I have a Mr. Withholder on you, you see, and you say no. And they say, oh, yes, you have, and so forth. What are you talking for? They're just rudiments.
Oh.
You don't have to say anything.
Well, then I feel like if I don't do that, then I end up with, it will read versus have you failed to answer a question or command.
All right. I mean, be caught three ways from
there. Yeah. You trap it where you do it.
All right. Well, you go ahead and answer it or not as you please.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Have you failed to answer any question or command I've given you in this session? That's clean. Thank you. You see, you didn't get a chance to answer me, did you? All right. In this session, have I missed a withhold on you? That's a tiny latent slowdown. Is there a little bit of something that...
Just,
That's
I'm
it.
Sure if I dredged, I probably could find a lot of things, but, like, you haven't missed anything.
All right, but in this session,
yeah.
in this session, what we have done,
yeah.
Have I missed a withhold on you?
No.
All right, I got a tick. I got a little latent tick.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid if I take a look, then I'm going to find something. Then it's
going to
be
missed. Go ahead and take a look.
Okay.
I'm running this session. You realize.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. No?
All right. All right, let me check that again. In this session, have I missed a withhold on you? I got a click.
Mm.
That's it. That's it, right there.
Well, just, see, this didn't turn up in this session.
Hmm?
It didn't turn up in this session, but it's here now.
What is it?
I don't understand.
All right.
Like I've got some discreditable habits that I don't particularly like to talk about.
All right. Have I failed to find out about those?
Yeah.
All right. Good. All right. In this session, have I missed a withhold on you? Well, it's just a latent tick now. Now, what did you think of on that latent tick?
Just wondering, well, you're going to
click
again.
There it is.
Yeah. Just wondering, is it going to click again?
Oh, no, it's latent. It's latent. I'm just being mean. I'm just cleaning it up hard, see? All right. In this session, have I missed a withhold on you? Yeah. Tick. Tick.
Well, what you missed is I get just my I'm thinking thoughts and now it's a missed withhold and damn it, you know.
What is this?
Just well.
Are you sitting there trying to run the session? Trying to keep yourself from thinking things and thinking things.
Actually, I'm trying to not to dump all my case in your lap.
Well, thank you. Are you trying to keep me from missing a withhold?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
You're working much too hard, you know.
Yeah, I am.
That's my job just now.
Yeah, okay.
All right. But what I've asked for and what I've looked into, you've told me, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, let me ask this question again. In this session, have I missed a withhold on you? That's very latent, and we're just going to leave it that way.
Yeah.
All right. Because I think that one came out from anxiety. Is it going to be clean?
Yeah. Okay.
You sure have a hell of a time.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you're not used to an auditor like me. I just maul you around and say you're supposed to do this and that. All right, look around here and tell me if you can have anything. Click.
I can really have that picture. It reminds me of the outrigger picture, the one that's in the outrigger in Seattle.
All right. Good enough. Let me check this again. Look around here and tell me if you can have anything. Tiny slowdown. What else did you run into?
I'm staring right into the face of a camera.
Oh, all right. It's not on that one.
Oh, good.
All right. Let me check it again.
Okay.
All right. Look around here and tell me if you can have anything.
That telephone.
That's my girl. That was quite late.
Yeah.
So we're just going to leave that one right there.
Good.
You might give me a can. Wait a second now.
I've got him clutched off of you.
That's all right. Let me make sure that you've got some headiness here. Squeeze him. Man, who runs you with headiness that far down? What's your ordinary headiness run?
Point out something.
Hmm?
You mean the process?
Yeah.
Point out something.
Yeah? Well, here we go. We're going to run a few commands to that.
You use my care. Just do it like this?
Just do it right like that.
Okay.
All right. Point out something.
You.
Thank you. Point out something.
That lamp.
Thank you. Point out something.
That picture.
Thank you. Point out something.
That thing on the mantle.
Good. Point out something.
The camera.
Thank you. All right. Squeeze the cans just like you did before.
Mm.
Boy, that's certainly not much can squeeze. How are you holding those?
I'm clutching them.
All right. Give him a squeeze. All right. Point out something.
The telephone.
Good. Point out something.
Those curtains.
Good. Point out something.
The radiator.
Good. Point out something.
The televisions.
Good. Point out something.
That chair.
Good. Point out something.
That camera.
Good. Point out something.
That cabinet.
Good. All right. Squeeze the cans. Well, we're gaining tone arm on it anyhow.
Mm.
All right, point out something.
Couch.
Good, point out something.
That fireplace.
Good, point out something.
The fire.
Good, point out something.
The marble on the floor.
Good, point out something.
That glass.
Good, point out something.
The lights.
All right, put your cans in your lap now. All right, squeeze the cans. That's better.
Mm.
All right, point out something.
That case.
Good. Point out something.
That chest.
Good. Point out something.
Those wires.
Good. Point out something.
The curtains.
All right. It's all right with you. I'll give you two more commands and end this process.
Fine.
Very good. Point out something.
You.
Good. Point out something.
The sign.
Good. All right. Is there anything you care to say before I end that process?
Just, I feel more here.
All right. Excellent. End of process.
Okay.
Now, have you made any part of your goals for this session, which was find the missed withhold?
Yeah, that one doesn't seem very real to me somehow. That
goal?
Yeah, it's just what's more real to me is that the chronic PTP is more handled.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, did we find something about this?
Yeah, did on that one.
All right. And you say to get this PTP handled. Do you feel better about this PTP?
Yeah, I do.
All right, honey. Very good. All right, is there any gains you'd care to mention?
Well, just feel much more comfortable about you. That's a big gain.
All right, okay.
Yes.
All right, anything else?
There's another gain here, but I don't know how to put it. Yes, I do too know what it is. More willingness to communicate freely in front of a group. I didn't realize I'd be this comfortable about that.
Right.
I didn't have to not ism either. I was sort of on the edge of awareness that they were there.
Well, I must say, you came through excellently well with that little warning.
Yeah.
That was a surprise.
I was totally when I came up.
All right. And then, is there anything that you would care to say or ask before I end this session?
I would like to tone arm actions.
Your tone arm action is not quite back up to 2 now. It has been down to 1. You've been varying between 1/5 and 2. You've been running a half a tone division.
I see.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Anything else?
No.
All right. Is there all right with you if I end this session? All right. Here it is. End of session. Okay, has the session ended for you?
Yes.
Very good. Tell me I'm no longer auditing
you. You're no longer auditing me.
All right.
Thanks again.
You're certainly welcome.